Hello, I'm Denise Fay of denisefay.com, and today's topic is all about the importance of colour. You see, last week I was with a client and we were discussing the graphical user interface of one of his products. And was it all discussions, you know, what we brainstormed about what colours are easy on the eye, what colours make us flinch when we see them, what makes us purchase, what doesn't make us purchase. And so, you know what, I got to thinking a little bit about how important colour is and just how important it is. Like, we all seen those posters or pictures of politicians and they're all in dark suits, but your eye is automatically drawn to the person who wears a colour of a suit that's not navy or black. And so then obviously when you think about it, how many of us notice a red car before we notice a black one in the same model? And generally it's obviously the strong deep red that attracts your eye. Whether it makes a person purchase, however, is a completely different matter. But I got to thinking, if you put red as a background on your website, what would it do for potential clients? Or indeed, any colour? Would it make them flinch? And so if you put it red, would it be glaringly obviously that it's just garish? Or would it actually put you in the mood for romance? Or similarly, if you used a green background, would a visitor think that you're very aware of the environment? If you used blue, would it mean that you're overly corporate and very bankish? Colour plays a lot, like it does play a lot into our, like how we buy and our emotions. And when we communicate with others, over 80% of what we communicate is through our body language. It's not the actual words or the tone in which we speak, but it's the body language or the signs that we give off. And obviously some are intentional, some aren't so. And if this same logic was applied to our websites, our presentations, our user interfaces, and also our marketing literature, could it be that colour is the unspoken 80%? That 80% that makes or breaks a deal or an awareness campaign without us even knowing? Now, I'm a big believer in about words and using the right words to connect with people. But if you feel that you've got the words and they're all working down pat and you've tested them and you've tried them out, but you're still not getting the results that you want from your website or your flyers or indeed your presentations, perhaps it might be time to revisit the importance of colour and how it reflects your corporate brand, your identity, and also your personality. I'm Denise Fay, and thanks for listening.